Hey, what's up? This is Josh from JustUsGeeks.com, and you've stumbled upon the first episode of 2016, episode 197. Happy New Year from all of us here at JustUsGeeks.com. That rendition of Auld Lang Syne is one of Logan Barnes' most finest works, I would dare say.
I recorded it in 1909.
1921.
My memory's fuzzy because I'm over 200 years old.
Yeah, you're like the opposite of a Time Lord, so yeah, it's just...
I'll reincarnate here soon. I'm overdue.
I don't know if the world can handle more of you.
You know what can handle more of?
Matt Wood.
Matt Wood, yeah.
We got all
Matt
the Matt
Wood.
We need. Matt's, huh?
What's up, guys?
What's up, man? What do you think about Logan's recording?
Well, it's 2016, and let me tell you, I'm glad the other one's behind us.
The 2015.
Yeah.
Let's just see if we can ruin 2016, too. You know, James, it's only 11 more...
Well, it can't
get
any worse.
No, well, it's only 11 more months to Christmas,
James. Christmas, James.
It's 51 more weeks.
Oh, man.
That's more than that. It's not that... Ugh. No, you've underestimated.
What other holidays do you hate? Valentine's Day?
No, it's fine.
I hate that one.
I got a wife, so it's okay.
Okay.
He gets stuff, too.
It has to be okay because you have a wife.
Right.
Yeah.
She's listening and... Valentine's Day is my favorite. Yay.
So is your birthday.
I love buying jewelry and presents.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm divorced. I know.
Touché.
It's like, oh,
and there it is.
You guys enjoy being married. I'll sit over here and not spend my money.
Well, that's the life of a eunuch.
You spend your money on, you know, force of will.
A eunuch. He's been neutered.
Man, I'm so ready for Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Speaking of eunuchs.
Speaking of eunuchs, that's one thing we're looking forward to in 2016.
I didn't know Logan was on the show.
April.
Yeah. Yep.
Something.
You're on Game of Thrones now.
Yeah. April.
Right. I play one of the dragons. Yeah.
No. Yep. You're the eunuch.
Unicron? Is that the one that you play?
Unicron.
Unicron. So that's why it's all smooth up under there. I always wondered about those.
Like a Kendall.
So, all right, for the first episode of 2016, we're going to take a little rewind and look back at 2015 and just say, hey, man, this is the be-all, end-all of...
Yeah. Hey, man.
We're stopping before Christmas because we don't want to ruin it.
You can see what I'm doing.
Well...
That is a finger that you're pointing at me with.
Not a finger! Not a finger.
That's what I say.
You're a butthole. Anyway,
Who? Every time you go see a movie,
no,
you're going to see this commercial.
Anyway,
just for now.
Yeah.
And if they have screen vision.
Yeah.
No, my kid, she made up her own little song called You're a Butthole to this. And now it's called the final butt down. Yeah. She just
That's pretty awesome.
She just says you're a butthole until it's like the final countdown. She's like, the final butt down. She's probably going to be mad.
You're a butthole.
For Venus.
You're a butthole.
It's great. It's the easiest song you could ever
That's
know.
Awesome.
Yeah,
you're
so,
a butthole.
Look for our new single on iTunes very soon called The Final Butt Down.
Yeah,
it's coming.
And in parentheses, you're a butthole.
Yeah. We're bringing the butthole back.
Ew.
I guess everyone's got one, so...
Yeah, I suppose.
So let's start with our biggest one, Logan.
Sure.
Let's
Logan!
Talk about
our biggest butthole, Logan.
The biggest butthole of 2015, Logan.
Is that my award? Is that my official
your
trophy?
Butthole. Well, not going to say that because I'm trying to turn over a new leaf for 2016.
I'm not. Yes, you are.
First of all, before we get going, do you have any New Year's resolutions?
Eat more cake.
Usually
more
the,
cake?
The opposite of what the resolution...
Speaking of...
I think that's Matt's resolution.
My resolution is to gain 50 pounds because I lost 40.
What about the chocolate Oreo cake?
Yeah,
we've
been working late hours.
Yeah.
So.
Hey, wait. You know what's not to be found? That cake. You know why?
Because we've been
what
busy.
What is going
it's
on?
The final butt
Because you're a butthole.
You're a butthole.
You don't ever promise cake.
But butthole.
I did not promise the cake. My mother promised the cake.
Well, hey, so. I understand that she's busy. That
your mother
holidays.
Promised us a lot, Logan.
Yeah.
Really, she just promised us cake.
Yeah, that's all.
Which is a lot.
Yeah, that is true.
Speaking
there
of
will
which,
be a cake eventually. That,
woo! Yeah, eventual cake.
Sure. Eventual cake.
My New
so
Year's.
This cake really is a lie.
Yes. And also, I think like a couple episodes ago, we were promised like a cookie box too.
Oh, yeah.
A cookie box?
No, he only does that for his friends.
Oh, that's right.
You guys got sweet Christmas presents, not cheap cookie boxes.
We're just business acquaintances.
I'm sorry, John.
Well,
wow, you just insulted your friends that listen.
I know.
Yeah. Sorry about that, dude. Anyway, so Logan.
I didn't hear what you said, but.
Yeah.
You're an idiot.
Matt also not taking all the right. resolution. So what's your New Year's resolution? You got one? Besides the cake thing, you're going to eat more cake?
I'm going to learn to do more things.
Like what?
We're going to learn how to fight with lightsabers, aren't we, Josh?
Maybe so. We're frisbee golf.
Little frisbee sword golf. Play?
Yep.
Nice.
No, not like that.
We're going to froth. We're going to do some not
do
real
mean?
Golf.
I was talking about swords.
As long as there's no docking, I'm fine.
Okay. So, we're not driving spaceships.
No. Spaceship, that's fine. So,
that'd be cool.
Yeah, you're going to learn how to lightsaber fight. So you're going to be the real-life Star Wars kid.
Yep. It's going to be so awesome.
Hopefully we'll get some hits on the YouTube.
That would be.
Yeah. You're not saying anything about this. It's kind of bothering me.
What?
Anyway, so,
no, it's going to be fun.
Lightsaber fighting. Yeah. Going to do some disc golf. Anything else?
That's pretty much it.
Matt, you got a New Year's resolution?
I'm going to do some disc golf with you.
Yeah.
I'll join you.
We're going to froth each other.
If you guys go...
Group frothing.
Not at 2:30 in the afternoon on
a
Wednesday.
Listen.
The summer comes, it'll be better.
Yeah.
When September ends, it'll all be fine. No.
Summer has gone and passed.
Glad September's over.
Excuse me. That was the only time I had.
Yeah.
We did it for James today.
I had never been before.
It was for James.
Oh, you liked it?
For James!
We made it through 11 holes.
I was
James. 11 holes.
James was not, terrible.
You were not terrible.
He was warming up to it.
Did you get any birdies?
No. Everything. I got one par and everything else was like one or two over par.
Our good friend JT is excellent at the froth.
Yeah. He parred everything.
His New Year's resolution.
For the last hole.
His New Year's resolution should be to be a professional frother.
Yeah.
Because
he plays a lot.
Yeah.
And those weren't even his discs.
I know.
It's like real golf. You have to play every day.
Those were ones that I picked up for him to just use today.
Yeah. It's pretty awesome. Don't say that again. So, James, you got a resolution?
No.
Okay.
Oh, come on. Well, James is like, how could I possibly be any better?
Yeah, I'm James.
That's pretty much it.
I'm James, and Christmas is over.
I'm James, and you're not.
So. You're welcome.
We should get you a T-shirt that says, "I'm James, and you're not."
Yeah. I mean,
with just the finger on it.
I'm pretty awesome as it stands right now.
I agree.
So why change perfection, man?
No, I got you. I have decided that since last year,
I'm really not a stuck up douche. I just don't have anything to do.
He's not a stuck up.
I work.
He's not a stuck up douche.
If I maybe take some more time off work.
Yeah.
Instead of working, 50, 60 hours a week, maybe just do 40.
Yeah, maybe just do normal amounts.
You're totally a stuck up douche.
Oh. You know what? I tell you what, you're not. You're not a butthole. A butthole.
Oh, and you're not the biggest one either.
James gets the Stuck Up Douche Award.
Yay!
2015 Stuck Up Douche.
Hit the apply button.
I'd like to thank the Academy for the Stuck Up Douche Award.
Where'd the applause button go?
Oh, hold on, just keep talking.
Everybody make clappy noises.
Hey, everybody, clap if you believe in James Stratton.
Stuck Up Douche Award.
I think they removed it.
We're just gonna make noises. We're not actually gonna talk about anything.
I'd like to thank everybody voting for me for the Stuck Up Douche of 2015.
The Stuck Up Douche.
This really means a lot because I've been working on my douchebaggery
for
quite some time.
He's perfected it.
And
donut
yourself. Timestamp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello, my friend. You are a douche.
That'll sound good.
You're going to have a disc that says you're gay. You're going to fly it.
That's going to be a good sounding donut.
Yeah.
Gonna be
1 minute donut.
Donut yourself.
Yeah. Donut, 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 donut.
Can we not say douche?
Our second single. We've said
douche too many times. You'd be the stuck up donut of 2015.
No. Let's just make this the douche episode.
That's pretty much everyone of another
Summer's
podcast.
Eve.
So. No, it's fine.
It's the most
powerful
thing on earth.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to eat less sugar this year. Like one of my goals this year was to lose.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
But you're so sweet.
I know.
Aww.
Thanks, creepo. But one of my goals was to get in a.
Does it hurt the side of your mouth? Was to.
I'm sorry, I laugh into the microphone. People need to know that I thought that was funny.
Now, folks, just know Matt thought this was pretty funny.
Okay.
I'm going to get a recording of that and just casually just ha 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 ha.
Just play it when you want to like laugh sarcastically. Just keep it on your phone.
Yeah, that's what we'll do. Hey, Matt's laughing. So that's mine. Anyway, and we're going to...
Well, good goals.
Yeah, good goals.
We'll see.
You're the only one with goals.
That's very admirable.
I have some other personal goals.
I have personal goals. Yeah. I have personal goals, too.
I don't.
Yeah.
You're fine just the way you are. I wish I had some Elton John queued up. It'd be great. Or is that Elton John? Just the way you
Everybody
are.
That's Billy Joel.
My bad. I don't know.
I was on tour together.
I almost was going to Tiny Dancer you. Didn't
Sometimes
mean to do that.
Sometimes you'll find. Hold me closer, Tony Danza. You were great in Who's the Boss.
I thought it was Count Your Headlights on Your Shoulder.
Yeah.
Count Your Headlights on Your Shoulder.
Here, maybe this will help us. Let's just try this again. How about that? So, final countdown. And,
are we going to start over? No, or are we just going to keep going?
Well, that's the warm-up round. We're done with that.
If you made
part.
It this far, you've got the real gem coming for you now. So, Logan, what were some... Matt's going to talk about some video games. We'll talk about some movies and other stuff. But what are some, like... just great things from 2015 that you thought that were good in the worlds of geeky and pop culture-y things.
Force of Will card game being brought to the United States.
Yeah, Force of Will.
That's exciting for me.
Get some.
I'm super excited
about
that.
That's what I'm talking
about. He's got no life.
I'm actually gearing up to go to a regional tournament.
He's gonna go play cards.
May win a trip to Japan if I'm
we'll
good enough.
We'll never have
right
a
on,
wife.
Logan. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you, Matt.
I'm your hype man right now.
James heard me. Yeah. That's what we're going to do. We're going to go be like your bomb squad.
Yeah.
Bomb squad.
Yeah, we'll take
show
like,
up with a posse.
Yeah, we'll just hit people in the face if we think they're going to play.
We've got so much posse. It's awesome.
Yeah. I'll show you intimidation.
What is Taylor Swift's thing called? The squad?
I don't know. We don't know anything
Tate
about
that. Tate off Switlers?
Yeah.
Her super rich friends?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Donut.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, that's a donut.
Yeah.
Are you sure or not you guys aren't splitting this stuck-up douchebag?
I don't know. I don't like anybody else winning awards that I don't get at least an honorable mention for. So.
Honorable mention
for
the stuck-up douchebag.
I'm sure. You were runner-up.
I need a major award.
Buddy, I'm in a category of my own. Thank you very much. But so you're going to go do that. That'll be cool because your card game came out. You know, like, there was just cool stuff that happened
Star
in 2015.
Star Wars. Yeah, there was a Star Wars.
There was a Star Wars.
There was a
Star
Wars.
Star Wars came out in 2015.
Use them all, get them like pump. This. Anyway, so...
we got halfway okay at basketball.
Hey, we did. I don't think the world needs to know about that.
I don't think we were too rusty when we went and played the other night after not having played for 3 weeks.
I got to play with you guys.
You were pretty rusty those first two games.
I'm always terrible, but...
Yeah. Yeah, it's fine. Well, it was also
you
a little
You do have
lighter.
One of the ugliest shots I've ever seen in my
I
life.
I make baskets.
You do, and that's fine.
You
should have
seen him throw
Reggie
a disc.
Miller had an ugly
oh
shot.
Oh, my God.
Him throwing that disc today, he got a run and then just jumped and then threw.
Think about it like this. Yeah. Think about Adam Sandler as Happy Gilmore in the jump step, but add like a ballerina to it and throwing
just take
a
away
disc.
All the cool stuff
was,
about it.
That was the best
Which is
I
not a lot.
Day.
I mean, this is disc golf. We're I mean, not yeah. like...
It was a good throw, but it was... Yeah. I just like JT's
player.
Reaction. I'm some at like Logan.
It was
that JT's reaction.
A hockey
like,
player.
What was that? I mean, good job and everything, but what? Seriously?
Yeah.
What tactical advantage did that give you?
He got a really straight shot that went pretty far.
It gave me hype. That's
there
what it
go.
Was.
It's a mental game, man.
He didn't have his bomb squad.
It's like real golf. It's a mental
squad
game.
Goals.
Yeah, squad down. Goals.
I'm sorry. I keep calling it real golf.
I'm going to always say that, too. I'm
Hashtag sorry. Squad goals.
Yeah. Squad goals. That's
I played real golf first.
Yeah, me too.
Me too. So
I've never played real golf.
It's hard.
That's
it's
what you should
most
do.
It's difficult.
Really hard.
We should get you to play some golf in 2016.
It's very
it's
difficult.
Very frustrating.
No, Logan, you don't just throw
it
really hard
you will
and
hate
it's
it.
Really expensive.
which is why I kind of like disc golf. I've got all I need for a while.
It's relatively
good for
cheap.
A while.
Yeah.
And they don't charge you to play places. That's kind of cool.
Well, I mean, we can
what
play
you need
golf
is like a
free.
Little towel. Yeah.
We've got access to two courses.
You need like a little towel.
He's got a disc towel. You got a towel?
So does James. James got a kid today,
nice.
Too. Yeah. We got a kid.
Nice.
We got kids, baby.
You guys are way ahead of me.
No. No.
He had a caddy today.
Yeah,
you have
more stuff than I do.
I had the most attractive caddy that was there.
Sure. Wink.
Get out of here.
Was it you?
No, it was not.
Oh, okay. Emily was there.
Yeah, she went to observe. So
she caddied for him.
Yeah. She's going to play too.
Well, so. I hate I missed that.
Yeah. Well, maybe next time.
I hate that I missed seeing your wife,
and
Josh.
And then we all went out to dinner.
Yeah.
We did. Well, we all had dinner.
To which somebody at the restaurant was like, we went to play disc golf to the waitress that the Gov was into.
Yeah.
And
he was trying to block.
Oh, is he here? Is he in town?
No, he was.
No, he's already left.
He went back to his throne. But, Somebody was like, disc golf. And she was like,
She was like, yeah, I played that once.
Yeah, she did say, she was like, I played that once.
Yeah.
You know,
too much walking.
There were other reasons that the Gov could not go there. So,
well, you're burning him on the real deal, man.
This is his show, dude.
He'll kill you, fool.
It's true.
So this is the last episode. Logan's going to be here. Join us next week. Join us next week when Ian joins us from the batter's box.
Yep.
Yeah, he's waiting to get on.
Ian.
We'll have in memoriam
Ethan
for
Macaroni.
Logan.
Nah, we're not. We can't kill Logan. I think you can only kill one person once.
We forgot to tell people that Ethan was in the audience today.
They're just going to assume that he is from now.
He's there.
Nah,
they hear some idiot talking in the background.
They're like,
that must be Ian.
Ethan Macaroni.
Mr. Macaroni, our fact checker.
Yeah. So tell us when we're wrong, man. That's fine. We got a fact checker this year, guys. That's one.
Yeah,
of the
that's our
things.
New thing, man.
Yeah,
pretty awesome.
Is there anything for real though, Logan, that just sticks out to you that was just excellent in like the geek and pop culture world?
Gurk and perp. Culture.
I was gonna say like podcasts really sort of became a bigger thing. I mean, like
podcasts have been a big thing for a while.
I understand that, but like
they've gotten bigger
because we're on them now.
Serial
brought it home last year at the end of the year. And really like kick some stuff back up. So there's been a lot of cool podcasts this year.
Serial
was the end of last year and bled into this year.
First of this year.
Okay, yeah. So it counts.
This year was really the year for VR, like kicking up in the computer world.
2016 is going to be the year of VR.
They're going to start releasing in like the first, second quarter.
I don't know. Yeah. I think the year of consumer VR is 2017. I think we're still a year.
No. Oculus is
shipping like first or second quarter.
I understand that, but I don't think like they're going to find mainstream success until you can attach that to a smaller device. And it's a little more affordable. I mean, I like
it's only going to be Oculus. Like $350 for an Oculus Rift.
Well, I understand that, but you have to have the machine to power.
Yeah, you got
to
have a rig, though.
You can get the whole kit for $1,300. That's a high-end computer and the Oculus.
What's the one for PlayStation?
Morpheus.
Garbage.
Project Morpheus. They said it was good in the pre-reviews, but I just...
Didn't they change it? I thought they changed it to
like
PlayStation VR or something.
It was just the original code name. Project Morpheus.
Yeah. I think it's... PlayStation VR.
My thing with VR is like I would rather have an Oculus because that's PC. You can play any multi-platform games that come out. Yeah. You get all of them there.
If I had a gaming rig, then for sure that's what I would go for.
But I don't like the idea of a console locked VR.
No,
system.
I don't want. It just
doesn't
feel right on a console.
PlayStation will work with it.
No. It doesn't feel right on a console.
No.
And that gets into exclusivities that I think that. Like Oculus is going to have to find its way around. Like they're going to have to open source is the way that VR is going to become more mainstream.
And that's the way it is working. I mean, a lot of developers just like they attach like, here you go. Here's where you can put in VR.
Personally, I like what Valve's doing with VR. I think that they're the way to go. If it were me, if I had the opportunity to purchase everything that I needed for one VR unit that's going to come out in the next 12 months, it would be Valve's. So.
I have no faith.
The problem is, how do you show this to people without putting a helmet on their heads?
It's tough.
You can't just display it like right. on the interwebs.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, I mean, if you put a screen up, like, okay, that looks like everything else I've ever seen.
But worse, like, I can see the polygons in this yeah. because the tech's not there yet.
And it's all fisheye. Yeah.
I was very pleased to see, like, at a couple of the cons we attended, people had the demo booths for Oculus. Yeah, they had that at the Jackson.
That was yeah. cool. Yeah. I stood in line for 10 minutes and then I said, screw it. I don't care.
You know,
that much.
One of the things that.
But the fact that you stood in line,
I was interested, and then I was like, okay, I'm not interested in
this line. One of the things that we were going to do at some point this year was one of the dudes that I used to work with had the rig. That's how I did the demo of the Oculus. We can still do that. We should probably do that because I would like to get all your...
Yeah, that would be fun.
Okay, I'll set that up.
Because all the VR stuff is coming out.
Oh, yeah? Okay, cool.
Yeah, he's compatible. He'll be able to run the consumer version as soon as it hits.
Oh, well, nice.
Wait,
okay.
You have one?
Because yeah. VR is hitting in 2016.
He doesn't have a dev kit, but...
The only thing I have to do is upgrade my video card, and I'll be ready
to... Yeah, I've got to upgrade my video card on mine, and I'll be fine.
I need to get one of his, the GTX 980s, and yeah, I'm good to go. Nice. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm interested to see where it goes. I think that people are going to finally realize that it's not just some gimmick.
It's not a gimmick, no. It's not like 3D. It's very much a...
3D's not a gimmick.
No, it's not. I enjoy 3D. Not. I don't consider 3D a gimmick because it's for me.
Yeah. I just think that once they can get over the whole, sometimes it does make people sick, I think it's going to be fine.
I think that's just a built-in, it's like car sickness. Sometimes riding in a car makes people sick.
Well, I mean, it's and you know, if you're...
Riding on a riding on a bus.
To Nick the Bums, riding on a bus.
This is like...
Hope that isn't pee.
There are points where you move...
Sorry. I used to have that... in my phone, and I would just like play Peter's theme music as I went places. Yeah,
thank you so much for singing the rest of that.
I love that. It turns into that ginormous blob.
I was at no bones.
Yeah.
Oh, that was when they got all the powers.
Yeah, yeah. When she has, and Meg has the claws. Fingernail claws.
Ow, no, that really hurt. Lame. I don't think it's bleeding, but ow.
Yeah. Ow.
Season 2 or 1 Family Guy.
Welcome to the 90s.
This is good stuff.
Yeah. But yeah, the I think VR is a good thing, and it had a lot more attention this year.
I think that once there are more applications people recognize, it's going to be just fine.
Yeah, I can't wait for Microsoft Paint with VR. Oh.
I can't wait to play the Wii where I can sling like Spider-Man did for
man,
real.
There's,
you
know, a lot what? Of there's a lot of Super Mario Maker talk on the VR deliberations that I've been talking about.
Oh, on the deliberation.
Yeah. We're going to get to video games, and I have Mario Maker questions
VR
to ask.
VR Solitaire.
Yeah.
That's what I'm
looking
for.
They said it's like Mario Paint.
I've got
like
Mario Maker. It's a fun game.
Yeah,
it's
pretty great.
It's a spiritual sequel to Mario Paint, because that's what it started out as.
Yeah.
Was a sequel to Mario Paint, and then they're like, yeah, let's do something a little different.
Mario Maker is literally the only game I'd have a Wii U for.
It's pretty good.
It's really fun.
Logan, would you... I don't know. Do you think that... How mainstream do you think VR is going to go this year? What do you think the adoption rate is going to be close to?
I don't think it's going to be super mainstream. Not everyone who has a computer is going to have VR. But I think anyone who has a computer capable of running it, there will probably be about 80% of those people that pick it up. Just because they can.
We've been hearing about it for so long.
Yeah.
Well, they've been working on it.
It's
so
like
long.
Been 2012, right? Is when Oculus started.
Yeah.
Wasn't that when their Kickstarter happened?
Power users who were interested in...
Yeah, it started off as a Kickstarter, then got bought by
Facebook
a couple years ago.
Huh. But power users who are interested in it, but not interested enough to get a dev kit and like develop on their own. Yeah. That's
how most people got their dev kits. On the Kickstarter, you paid like, what, $250? And they sent you a dev kit.
Yeah.
Whenever they had them.
You could still buy dev kits now.
You can get a dev kit right now.
But they're not consumer friendly, and they make that very clear. Yeah. And I think that's the only reason they aren't, you know,
2012.
Out right now.
I was right. Thank you, fact checker.
Yeah.
Man, 2012.
Oh, thank God we got a fact checker.
But
God only knows what we've gotten wrong for so long.
So much.
I think it will have a high adoption rate among capable users, and I think their kit that they will be selling, the $1,300 like rig plus Oculus, will be super successful.
That's the way you make it accessible for people is you combo.
Yeah, but that's $1,300.
That's a lot of money, but it gets you a high-end computer that even if you don't like the Oculus, you've still probably paid less than what it would cost to build one of those piecemeal if they're sourcing those parts and getting discounts and stuff
it's,
on them.
It just seems like it's and maybe it's just my mind thinking about computers and building computers relative to like 10 years ago, but it just seems like it's so expensive.
My computer last year that I purchased it was $1,100. I mean, yeah, then.
Back in 08, 09, when did we live together? 08?
Yeah, so.
Yeah, in 08, I had a friend of mine and Matt's build me a computer for $1,200.
Yeah.
Ian?
No, Derek did it.
Derek, okay.
Yeah.
And I mean, it is a sweet computer. Technically not had to upgrade it.
You just replaced parts.
I don't even have to because he got me such high end stuff that and I did it with WoW. Like I played WoW and then I got out of it and I don't really use it for gaming
anymore.
But
you got it.
And so I really haven't had the need to upgrade it.
Right.
Since 08, but I mean, yeah. and it's not going to be a lot of, you know, like we said earlier, I need to replace the video card and then that'll be it.
Yeah.
Cause I have 2 terabytes of hard drive. I've got like 64 gigs of RAM.
Recris.
Yeah.
Hold on. Wait.
You can't even use all that RAM. But no. It's just
I've only got like 32 gigs in mine. Like,
but it's just hanging out, waiting.
Derek
to be
just
used.
Put it in there. He was like, yeah, you know,
case.
Maybe one day.
I want everything to be as fast as possible.
Yeah.
I want it to explode when it turns on from the quickness.
And I could have had a quad core processor in it, but back then, Derek was like, these are brand new. They're super expensive. And he goes, what are you really going to need a quad-core processor for? And I was like, wow, downloading stuff while watching TV and burning CDs. He goes, you're really never going to do that. And I was like, you're probably right.
See, the thing with processors nowadays is everybody's looking at the three main ones are the i3, the i5, and the i7 for computers. And the i7 you really don't need. It's like an extra $200. Just some advice here for people looking for gaming.
Yeah.
i7 is meant more for graphical power users like designers and stuff using CAD and things like that.
Yes.
But an i5 is perfectly fine for gaming. Yeah. You can get ultra settings out of an i5 all day.
Yeah. You can do, with a lot of Adobe taking their stuff to the cloud, you can do a lot of it on an i5 now. I mean, it's slow.
You don't need to drop the extra $200 on the i7 unless you're a designer.
No, unless you really have a need to do that, though. Tech-wise, I'm glad you said that. Tech-wise, we got the Apple Watch this year. I've loved it. It's been super great.
This year?
Yeah, I know. No, it doesn't seem like it felt longer.
Like it's been a year.
It's really acclimated into my everyday, and I can't freaking wait to see what they do next with some of their wearable technology. Wearable technology is really kind of taking off.
I want to get wearable tech this year.
Everybody got Fitbits for Christmas.
Exactly, Fitbits.
I didn't get a Fitbit for Christmas.
Well, but you're perfect just the way you are.
Got one.
Yeah. But I've loved mine, and I'm excited.
I got a Fatbit. It detects how many cheeseburgers I eat.
How are you sleeping? Are you sleeping well?
It'll tell you.
I'm getting about 6 to 6.5 hours of sleep a night.
He's fact-checking his sleep, ladies
and gentlemen.
That's
pretty good.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's pretty good for people our age.
So tech-wise, I think we're seeing some cool stuff. We had some kerfluffle about...
Kerfluffle?
Some of the new features on iPhone 6S Plus and 6S. But overall, I think that, you know, tech-wise, we're doing...
We've seen some HoloLens cool stuff announced. Oh, that's a crazy piece of tech. Let's talk about
the HoloLens. I got an iPhone this year for the first time in years, and I've enjoyed it.
I'm glad you did, too. It's been good.
This has been a solid year.
I got a question about iPhones. I read somewhere that this year the iPhone 7 was not going to have a Plus.
What?
It's just going to be big.
They were just going to go back to the regular size. No,
but didn't the Plus outsell the regular size?
Yeah, the Plus has outsold the
There's
small.
No way they're not going to do a Plus model.
Yeah.
This is just something I read like a month or two ago, and I was like, really? There's not going to be a Plus? Because I love having a big phone.
Yes. Yeah, it's always going to be a big phone.
It's a great status symbol.
And I love having a regular size phone.
Better than you, and I know it.
Yeah.
My worry is they stopped doing these... Like
these
regular size.
Because he's going to have to get a hand transplant. I'm going to get fingers.
I'm gonna have to get a bigger phone.
You're going to have to get one of those girl rings on the back to.
Yeah.
Oh, a fly grip.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know somebody who had one. Thank you very much. And it worked well.
Yeah, fly grip works. Yeah.
And it was a lady.
Yeah. Not a finger.
Yeah.
It's fine.
We've talked about her before on the podcast.
We have. So It's tech.
Let's talk about Emily.
Let's, yeah.
Oh, okay.
If you haven't figured that out yet,
it's Logan. So let's talk about.
I always
had to fill James in. It's
yeah.
Fine.
Let's talk about video games, Matt, and the year of 2015. You've been listening to some cool stuff in video game discussion this week. What are some of the best games of 2015 this year?
I have. I've been listening to the Giant Bombcast. Over on the iTunes, and they've basically they have all these different categories, and they're releasing it a show per day this week. It's like 6 days,
so you can go listen to it all now.
And they have all these different categories, like the one for day one was 2015's old game of the year, which was Destiny.
Mm-hmm.
Because it didn't come out this year, but it had a good year, I guess.
Better.
Yeah. Destiny got better this year.
It got better.
So that was their pick for old game of the year. Best surprise was Rocket League, because that came out of nowhere. I think it was. I may be wrong.
I think some of their choices are solid. I mean, that's...
They picked Rocket League a lot. I sent these all to you, but I don't.
Splatoon, though.
I don't have it pulled up right here.
That game. Splatoon.
Well, let's talk about PlayStation first. What were some of the great things from PlayStation this year?
Did Bloodborne come out this year?
Bloodborne did come out this year.
Bloodborne was pretty good.
Yeah, Bloodborne was good.
That was earlier.
What's another PlayStation?
I only remember like the close
Rocket
ones.
Rocket League.
Yeah.
Rocket League. That's coming out on Xbox this year.
It was on PC too.
Until Dawn was really good.
That was a PlayStation exclusive.
They talked about that one a lot, which was basically a David Cage game, but done well
with
writing and a story that made sense. Let me see.
Metal Gear Solid 5 pooped itself out this year.
Yeah, Metal Gear came out.
Great gameplay, terrible story.
Go back to Until Dawn. How was the gameplay on that? Is it even like a game?
It's just an interactive movie. I mean, you have like some interaction, like, oh, there's a scene where like in the very beginning,
it's all quick time events.
They're teaching.
Basically.
Yeah.
Would my wife enjoy it? Because, you know, she's big
into
horror
and
like murder mysteries.
It doesn't take like video game skills to play.
Like the last game I was able to get her to play was Heavy Rain because
it's exactly in that vein.
Heavy Rain's David Cage. I said it's David Cage. Yeah, he directed
all of their reaction sequences are really slow. Like in the beginning, they teach you how to use a gun and you have to like shoot cans and it like slows down time so you can drag your cursor there.
It's very accessible. Anybody can play it. It's really good.
You can even set it to like easy mode and stuff.
And it's brutal. Like,
it really matters your choices too. Like it's one of the few games that your choices really.
The story is about like, I think it's like 8 or 9 people and
teenagers,
they're
young adults.
They can all die or they can all, like anybody can live or die by the end of the game, which is really cool depending on your choices.
Okay. Everybody lived in my playthrough.
Really?
Yeah, I saved everybody.
I had 3 people left.
Oh my God, man. Yours was a bloodbath. Yeah,
and they were all like, oh my God, it was so horrible. Like after the game, they do interviews with all the people that survived and they talk about everything. It's just a super cool game.
Okay,
Until Dawn.
I'll have to get it for her. So maybe
she would love it. She would love
20
it.
Or 30 bucks you know what my wife likes.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, I do.
Not like that.
I had to. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Wow.
Left that door wide open.
You know she listens.
The
man.
Wink was implied.
I hope she listens. Love you, Becca.
Wink, 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 nod. I'm going to punch you in the ding ding.
My winky wink and the funky bunch.
Listen up, Ping Ping.
They also did the least necessary HD remaster, which was Deadpool.
I thought you'd enjoy that. And
you love Deadpool.
I'm a Deadpool
game
fan.
Didn't even need to be made.
The game was fun. It's stupid, and it's funny, and it's just.
It didn't need to be.
One out of 10. Do not make again.
It was. I enjoyed it.
They'll probably do an HD.
Okay, I've said this before in 2015, but I'm going to say it again for 2016.
Yeah, what's that?
Say it. The writers could poop out a turd and put Deadpool's face on it and sell it for $1 million. Like that's how good. That's how Deadpool works.
I wouldn't pay $1 million for it.
No. If they mass produced plastic poop with Deadpool's head on
it,
you'd pay $10 for it.
I saw a Mr. Hanky the Christmas Pooh action figure once.
Nice. But he's like a legitimate character. He's not just an idiot.
the Christmas film.
Well, Deadpool's a legitimate character. You just don't care for him.
Yeah.
No, he's pointless. He's like the Mary Sues of Mary Sues.
In February, when we're all going to watch the Deadpool movie, he's not invited.
I'm stoked because Ryan Reynolds is Deadpool.
I don't know anything about Deadpool, but it looks like a funny movie.
Freaking hilarious.
I just hate it because even if this movie is terrible, people will be like, oh, it's part of Deadpool's shtick. It's supposed to be bad.
Think about it like this. Even if this movie is terrible, it's not terrible as Fantastic Four, which got sequel canceled to do a Deadpool sequel before Deadpool was even finished with production. So it can't be that bad.
They were done.
And I know you've seen trailers from Apocalypse. It can't be that bad.
No.
Yeah.
Y'all think Apocalypse is going to be bad?
I think Apocalypse
looks
dumb.
They don't have enough time to do Apocalypse right.
No.
Apocalypse is a slow build, buddy.
Yeah.
They dedicated a whole season of X-Men Evolution to building up for Apocalypse. You need that.
Right now.
Yeah. I just like the fact they brought Ivan Ooze back.
Yeah, I mean, he looks awesome.
His cameo appearance. How old is that guy now? Like 180?
Power Rangers X-Men crossover. Yeah. It's going to be awesome. Yeah. Anyway, so...
All the things that I have missed. The Black Plague. The Brady Bunch reunion.
That was good.
Marcia.
Go, go, Wolverine.
He's going to die this year. Awesome.
Nah, he's not going to die until
Old Man Logan.
Wolverine 3.
Yeah. Continue, Matt.
Yeah, go, Matt.
Oh, am I still going?
Sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry, I interrupted you. I was wanting to know
about Until Dawn.
Rocket League.
You went off on
Rocket League multiplayer game of the year.
Yeah, that was they picked Rocket League for that.
Do you guys have any differentiations of that? Do you think there's something else?
I mean, like James has played. I like that the nominees for best multiplayer. Call of Duty was not in there at all.
Me too.
No, yeah, I was expecting you to list Call of Duty.
Because they're not legitimate games. Splatoon, a game which our good friend Eric Plunk is just eating up and loves. And I know a lot of...
He's probably upset that we never got it and played with it.
Here's the thing. At first,
Splatoon got best music.
Well, number one, I really did not give any credence to this game.
You're a kid now. You're a squid now.
I didn't give any credence to this game because...
Is that the lyrics to the song?
That's the stupid commercial song.
I didn't give any credence to this game because it was a Nintendo, just flat out. However, they've done a lot of great things with Splatoon. It saved their console. From being a total bomb. Yeah.
I think Bayonetta 2 had something to do with that.
Well, that...
Even though that's a terrible game as well. But.
No.
But you got Bayonetta 1 with it, so...
Well, and...
Splatoon and Super Mario Maker.
And Mario Maker.
Mario Maker is a legitimately good game.
And it's
fun.
That is
one thing that I can say.
It's fun. Like, I've enjoyed playing. I've not made any levels on it. We have it, but I've played...
The podcast guys, they have all made levels. Like, they're all super into
it. Dan Reichert is in
Dan
a
Reichert,
feud with Patrick Lepec from Kotaku. Reichert has made three... Nigh impossible Mario levels. The Reikening of the Armageddon.
Dan Reichert is one of the most entertaining people I've ever listened to in my life. He is so funny. And he's made all these...
Yeah. And then the Clapocalypse.
He's
named them all. Yeah. They did one for charity where like he bet that Patrick Lepec could not beat it in...
Is it Klepek?
I think it's Klepek, yeah.
It is Klepek.
Yeah.
Patrick Klepek, but he bet that he couldn't beat his new level in 72 hours or he would donate like $5,000 to charity. And if he lost, Klepek would donate $5,000. So, yeah.
Well, yeah.
They get pretty intense.
Who made the payment to the charity?
Dan Reichert did because Klepek totally demolished that level in like 48 hours.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I mean, like, are like, you stay as small Mario the entire time. You're moving around on, like, bouncy jump blocks. You have to figure out puzzles, like, dragging a POW block around and a PEED block. And, like, it's
ultra
crazy.
Difficult.
Yeah. Like, it takes ultimate precision. And if you die, you restart the entire level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no checkpoints or anything.
Nope.
Nice.
I probably would never play one of those levels on there.
Just shoot, blow your brains out. Like, he's had 13,000 attempts at Armageddon and only, like, 9 completions.
Armageddon?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Armageddon.
But, yeah, Mario Maker has spawned a gigantic community for things like that.
Oh, I'm telling
you. I mean...
In, like...
hundreds of thousands of levels.
One of the levels I played the other day was a level by some dudes who work IT support for Mercedes. And Mercedes was featured in Mario Kart 8. You know, the DLC was one of their coupes. And so they made a Mercedes level where, like,
one of the little costumes you could get into turns you into a Mercedes, so you could just drive around and platform around.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I think the creativity behind that game is really exceptional.
Some of the people,
I just don't think it's a $60 game.
I think after seeing it in action, it's $60 if you utilize the building tools as well.
If you do.
If you're just getting it to play it, it's probably not $60, but
I don't think you can. I don't even think you can have it and play it that way.
You have theoretically infinite levels there, so it's worth theoretically infinite money.
Nintendo money. I paid $60 for it, and I enjoyed it.
Yeah, we've
enjoyed it. I haven't actually played it.
You don't have a Wii U.
I've never played a Wii U.
Splatoon can go screw itself, but otherwise,
wow. See, my thing with Splatoon, and I know a lot of people love Splatoon, is that like. I think it's a great game for like teenagers to play as a shooter. I think, and
or like young kids.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, they've done a lot of DLC for it. I think Splatoon is Nintendo finding its way in the world of online gaming.
Yeah,
in multiplayer. I think that's great.
And it was crazy that they were successful at making an online shooter.
Yes,
Nintendo.
They could not get one of their flagship games right via online gameplay in Smash Brothers, but they figured out how to get this little thing right.
Yeah,
which is crazy because we all know what's going to happen. We'll be talking about Splatoon for the next 25 years now. That's the way that Nintendo does
all the
this.
Way to Splatoon 8.
Yeah, they're like, we've got this one thing and we're gonna just do it. They could either do it a couple of ways. They could just keep DLCing this content and extending this one game.
And make it a platform
until their new system comes out and then
that
do a bigger
Splatoon 2.
Splatooned.
The Splanooning.
Splatooned.
Splatoon.
Anyway.
And
I think
NX, that whole thing, that's going to be a handheld for sure.
We don't even really
have
know.
You seen the patent for that controller that supposedly leaked? It's a football-shaped touchscreen with two analog sticks sticking right out of it.
Are we going to see that thing this year, Logan?
No. The NX, we might see it at E3.
Is that going to be its final form?
No, probably not.
They will announce
it's
the
not
official
even my final form.
This year, I think they will announce its official name and probably show a working image of the console. Probably. And we won't see the actual console until 2017.
Yeah. Holiday 2017. Yeah.
To buy.
And you know what the launch title will be? The Legend of Zelda Open World.
Yeah.
It's not coming to Wii U, guys. Sorry to make you cry.
No.
Why can't the Wii U, can it just not
it
handle
can't support that?
That.
No.
It can't.
It just
They're over-promising with it.
Yeah.
They and really Zelda did. Fans will still eat it up because Nintendo is one of those that, like, they could put Link's face on a turd and sell it for $10 a piece and they would sell.
I didn't get the new 3DS game because you got to have three people to play it. Or, you know, or
swap
you can do
between the characters.
Yeah,
yourself.
Or you can do it like you can do it with one player, but I mean, that's not the Zelda game that I want to play. I want to play
Zelda.
An actual Zelda adventure. And
but still, it sold millions of copies.
I
want to
figure this out by myself.
It still sold millions of copies.
Yeah,
like Fallout.
What about that Metroid game?
Oh,
Metroid.
God.
Metroid.
Did don't even get yet? Me started on that garbage.
Did that even come out yet?
Metroid Prime, like Monster Hunter with its weird spaceball game.
Yeah, there was something else.
No, go home. Bring me Samus or get out of my life.
So what other notable... I know they talked about the biggest fail, essentially, the Arkham Knight PC release.
That was the hottest mess category.
Yeah, that was a hot mess.
The award. Biggest fail totally was Afro Samurai, wasn't it?
Yeah, apparently Afro Samurai, I don't... It was only on the PC.
Yeah, I think that
Steam.
It was so broken
it
they
was
refunded
horribly.
All the money
and
deleted
and
ever
then apologized.
Anything about the existence of the game.
They had three games planned. They apologized for everything, gave everybody their money
back,
at
least
and
with
took the game down.
At least with
Steam.
The Arkham Knight, it was just a bad PC port. The people that they've selected to do the port for that is the same one they did who did the Blackgate for 3DS. That port was horrible.
They
well, I don't
the
understand
game was
Warner
super
problem.
Solid on
Arkham Knight on PS4
though.
Was
yeah
great.
It was a beautiful game.
And they're still doing DLC for it, and
it was great.
I had Batmobile.
Yeah,
it was
nearly
I wasn't
a big
perfect.
Fan of the Batmobile.
No, I had my time with that game, and I really enjoyed it. And I'm looking forward to see what they do next. But
I loved crushing Dylan's scores on that game.
That was one of the things they talked about the when they did the best moment or sequence,
the reveal of
they
Arkham
talked
Knight.
About not really the Arkham Knight. They didn't really care for him, but the end of the game, how it was basically spoilers. A like a dream sequence with the Joker and all that. They said it was done really well.
Yeah.
Mark Hamill was the biggest freaking surprise for me in that game because I had not read anything before because, like, apparently there was one sentence out there that's like, Mark Hamill's going to reprise his role as the Joker. I did not know until the scene he pops up as the hallucination. And I'm like, what is this?
What is
this? I thought he was gone.
So Mark Hamill had a good 2015.
Yeah.
Yeah. He didn't have to say anything.
No, not really. He just had to. Did you guys see that
meme? I love that he's like a well-known voice actor now. Oh,
it's the next year. We can talk about spoilers now. Yeah. It's been a year.
Did you guys see the meme of the Luke Skywalker just turned around and ... Luke Skywalker? So overall, a great year in video games. I think we said it was going to be a great year, and we were right overall.
A lot of good stuff came out this year.
Yeah. I'm not sure how 2016 is going to be, though, for gaming.
VR is going to be talked about.
VR is going to be talked about. Looks like we're getting some solid games from Japan finally. No, you're not getting the Zelda games.
Keep crushing them, boy.
My theory is correct. It's going to be an NX launch title.
Well, then hopefully we'll get a new Sonic game.
Hey, man, Sega said they're ready to come back into the hardware
game. Yeah, I saw that.
Oh, Sonic Heroes, or what was the newest Sonic? Sonic Boom?
Is there room for another console out there?
It's just a Sega-branded PC is all this new Dreamcast is, actually.
Is it real?
I haven't really done enough research,
I don't think it's real
but like
yet.
From what I've read, it's just a Sega-branded PC. It's not a...
It's Dreamcast 2 is what they're billing it.
It's not a console, though. It is a PC. Like, it says that in all the articles.
Yeah.
It's going to have, like, a built-in Dreamcast emulator, which there, though, there's
Listen,
plenty of good
I
ones.
I can get a free one of those.
Yeah.
Listen, a girl can dream now, so there you go. It's fine. Let's talk about movies, James. It's a pretty good year for the movies.
Yeah, we ended the year pretty big. We had Star Wars.
There was a Star War.
There was a Star War.
There was a Jurassic War.
Star Wars.
A war on dinosaurs.
Star Wars made it to $600 million domestic in record time.
Yes.
Before the end of the year.
Yep.
So I'm assuming it was at number 9 all time for domestic.
Yeah.
Not adjusted for inflation because... Yeah. It'll never beat the like billions of dollars that Gone with the Wind made.
Yeah, technically.
But we had some great movies this late summer. We had Straight Outta Compton, which was one of Matt's favorite movies of the year. We had Mad Max. We had Ant-Man, which me and Logan thoroughly enjoyed.
I need to watch that again. I think I've been thinking about that.
Straight Outta Compton really surprised me.
But
it was way better than I thought it was going
to be. Age of Oopstron.
That was a misstep
on their part.
Oops, we made a mistake, and it was called Ultron. Yeah.
Good talk, guys. No, it wasn't. Oh, God. That movie had terrible writing.
Which does not give me hope for Civil War.
Civil War's trailer looks really cool, though.
I know it does, but number one, how much are they going to show in part one?
And Man-Spider.
Where? Maybe. Maybe. I don't know. Marvel was a lock for me up until Age of Ultron.
You just set your standards really low for it. Your expectations, just let them be low, and then you might get surprised.
Just go into it.
Quit watching
the
trailers.
I have, and that's the thing that I learned with Star Wars, is that I decided about a month and a half, 2 months before, I'm just not going to watch trailers for this anymore.
I watched every trailer for Star Wars, and it still managed to surprise the crap out of me.
Oh, yeah.
Those
are some really great trailers.
I watched the teaser trailer, like, secret Star Wars. I watched the teaser trailer, like, 2-3 times.
Yeah.
Watched the official number one trailer 2-3 times. Watched the last one they did once only.
Yep.
And that was it. And I didn't watch TV spots. I didn't watch anything else. And I thoroughly enjoyed Star Wars.
Yeah.
And that's just what I've done with all movies this year. I watched the first trailer, the second trailer, and then I stopped.
Yeah.
Because they did it with Terminator Genesis this year. They gave us the big twist of the movie.
In the trailer.
In the trailer.
Stupid. Stupid.
And I was like, all right, I'm done with trailers now.
I'm not one of those people who goes out, though, and, like, watches trailer analysis and, like,
identifying
blobs in the corner. Like, I can watch trailers and still be surprised by a movie.
Yeah.
But, like, with this Captain America, I've seen that trailer, like 3 or 4 times because it's on Star Wars.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they'll probably do one, maybe two more trailers before the movie comes out, but just don't watch it. And go into the movie and enjoy it.
Yeah.
quit getting your hopes so high. You're thinking that every movie's got to top Guardians of the Galaxy. Well, it's not.
No, not everything's going to be that cool.
Watch Manspider show up and web some people.
Look at it this way. You know, Captain America 2 was directed by the Russo brothers.
Yeah.
The Russo brothers are directing Cap 3.
Yeah, and that's...
And I'm pretty sure it's got the same writers that Cap 2 had, so...
It's going to be okay.
It should be pretty good.
It just
Winter Soldier was really good.
Winter Soldier was really good. This should not be a Captain America. This should be the Avengers. This should be an Avengers movie.
They're calling it Avengers 2.5.
That's what it is.
No.
There's no...
Ultron was 1.5. This is 2 for me. I mean, I still really think we needed one more movie of them avenging. Being Avengers and super friends and then this...
Not just, hey, they're suddenly all together right now.
Yeah, because we got like that first scene in Age of Ultron where like they did the slow-mo and everybody paused and it was like, yeah, we get it. They're Avengers.
Yeah, but okay. It was cool.
The movie was very heavy-handed.
Yeah.
Ultron was very heavy-handed.
Yeah. James Spader was great, though. I mean, he's superb voice acting.
Yes, and mocap for...
Yeah, the mocap on Ultron was
beautiful.
Legit good.
It could have... The whole movie could have had better writing, though. Yeah. That's all it is.
I just hope they don't... I know that in the Cap movies, they're not going to make it cheesy.
No.
It right. was super cheesy.
You can't make the Civil War cheesy, though. Like,
you shouldn't...
It is a very serious matter in this world. Ultron... You can make that cheesy, oh, he's a talking robot guy. It's like not that serious.
Well, but they cut the first trailer's like, there are no strings on me. Like, holy crap, that's amazing.
He's not a super evil villain, though. He knows what he wants and he's going for it. Mm-hmm. Like, he's not just cruel and unusual.
That sounded like overly
Well, that's the
described.
Thing about villains. They to them, they're doing the right thing.
Yeah. Well,
not all of them. Some are just mean to be mean, but Ultron was like, I have a purpose, and you're not going to stand in my way. Goodbye.
But that's the whole synopsis of Civil War is they both sides think they're doing the right thing.
Right.
You know, so, and that's the Marvel Universe as a whole. There's no way 2016 tops 2015 in movies.
Probably not, but there's a couple of things that I'm looking forward to. Like, there's a straight-to-DVD, straight-to-Blu-ray movie coming out that the DC animated is doing.
Probably be better than that thing they're doing in March.
The Killing Joke.
Oh, they finally made a movie?
No,
Mark Hamill has already recorded the voice.
That is exciting.
And that's going to be the last time he plays Joker. He said that Killing Joke would be it. And I'm hoping that they got Conroy to do Batman.
They have to.
If you've got Mark Hamill as Joker, you got to have Conroy.
You have to. They go so
now,
well
Now, is he saying that because he's got to be Luke Skywalker for a while?
No. He said it for years. Like, he was going to finish out. He had a contract to do 3 Arkham games.
But then, surprise, he's in the game.
No, right. he said that Arkham City would be his last because of what happens with... the Joker and he dies.
Right. Yeah.
Spoiler alert for a 4-year-old game.
The Joker dies.
Yeah. But because he didn't do it in Origin. He didn't voice him in Origin.
He didn't voice him in Origin.
And it was bad.
And then he was a surprise he came back. But I think it was like they announced at San Diego Comic Con this past summer that they were going to, like with their animated movies, they were going to do a Batman movie called Batman Bad Blood, which comes out in like February, I think, and then later on, like mid, because
now we got Bad Blood.
We're gonna have
You Are the Bat,
the Killing Joke, and they said, and Mark Hamill's gonna play the Joker.
Freaking Mark. Crowd lost it,
and like they've said that you know, like all the DCU animated movies have been PG-13. They were told, if you go over to an R, we're not gonna stop you.
That story needs that though, because that's like one of the darkest.
Oh yeah,
Batman mm-hmm. stories.
Yeah.
I hope they do it right.
Well, they also did, for people who have read it, they have added a 15-minute prologue to give you at least something new.
Yeah.
For it.
Nice.
Because it's not that long of a story.
No.
No.
Like 24 pages or something like that.
Huh. That'd be nice.
But it's that is like one thing
really
I'm really
pushing,
looking forward to.
They've been really pushing the Killing Joke here lately, too. Like, ever since that Batgirl cover stirred up controversy. Mm. Like, I've heard a lot more about the Killing Joke because they included it as part of Arkham, the new one, Arkham Knight.
Yeah, in Arkham Knight. They,
that was part of his like crazy hallucination.
Yeah,
was,
you see it. Like,
yeah.
You see the.
Yeah, it's not a hallucination. I mean, he makes
it's how
happen.
Barbara gets put in the chair.
Yeah.
Because Joker shoots her.
Yeah.
Sorry, Matt. I just spoiled it for you.
I don't care.
You're not going to watch it.
Right in the spinal cord.
DC does animated better than they do
live
action.
Oh,
they
definitely do.
They're going to find out the hard way this time around, I'm afraid. Batman v Superman, as bad as I want it to be good, it's not going to be.
They need, I think,
it's too much.
But the way people are talking that have seen it, they're talking about how great it is.
If you're Kevin Smith, you can say that because Ben Affleck is your bud. Ben Affleck is going to be the best Batman we've ever seen? Absolutely. But do I think that movie is going to be total garbage? You bet your money.
There's already cheesy lines.
Kevin Smith hasn't seen the movie.
I mean, well, there's already cheesy lines in the trailer.
Warner Brother execs said that they gave Ben Affleck a standing ovation.
I think Affleck's going to be fine. But yeah,
the movie is going to be terrible.
Like, it must have been really good.
And like I was telling these guys earlier tonight, we were having coffee, and I said, you know, like they Warner Brothers execs like put Ben Affleck's movies on hold. They were like, you and Jeff Johns need to go write Batman movies. That's your job for right now.
Who the freak thought that Ben Affleck would be writing Batman movies?
Well, I mean, he's a great writer.
I know he is, but like...
I think he's going to direct the next Batman, the first Batman movie.
He's directing the Batman movie, yeah. But I'm stoked about it.
And I'm like, I can't... I know we have to get through Batman v Superman to get to it.
I just hope it doesn't kill what they've got planned.
If it does, I hope it doesn't Fantastic Four the rest of these.
That will be the killing joke. Batman v Superman, because I'm afraid it is. Because Suicide Squad looks amazing.
Suicide Squad looks great.
I'm so excited about Suicide Squad. I think Jared Leto's going to be the best Joker we've ever seen.
Batman v Superman just seems crowded and rushed.
I really hope, and I know they won't, but I really hope there will be something that comes out mid-January that says, you know what, we're just going to hold back on this and rework some things.
Maybe like rework it, cut into two movies.
But there are too many characters. No one likes the direction they're going with the villains.
Well, every time you got a series that adds, like the first movie, they have the one villain. And with the DC universe for their movies, you had Man of Steel was the first movie.
Mm-hmm.
Main villain, Zod.
Yeah.
And they made the mistake with Batman Returns. After the first Batman, you had the Joker. Batman Returns, you had... You had...
Penguin.
Penguin, Catwoman, and Shrek.
Shrek?
Shrek?
Yes.
Yeah. Was his name Shrek?
No.
No.
It was Christopher Walken.
Max Shrek.
Yeah. Shrek.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you had three villains all of a sudden in the second movie, and people were like, too much going on. And they're doing the same thing with Batman v Superman. You've got way too many things going on.
Lex Luthor looks terrible in the trailers. I don't like his little hyperactive antsy.
Batman Returns was better than the first one, I thought.
Am I right?
Yeah, Max Shrek.
Thank you, sir.
Max Shrek.
What was I going to say? Oh, that's not actually Lex Luthor. That's Lex Luthor Jr.
Yeah.
It's totally Lex Luthor.
No, it's Lex Luthor.
For intents and purposes of this movie, it is Lex Luthor.
No, it's Jr. He's not Lex Luthor. Still. Lex Luthor is dead, and he is his father.
That's like saying Kylo Ren is Darth Vader Jr.
So, of course, he's an obnoxious jerk.
Kylo Ren's Darth Vader Jr.? That doesn't make any sense.
Darth Vader Jr.? It's Lex Luthor. I'm sorry.
It's not. I just don't know what they're doing.
They're not going to bring in awesome Kevin Spacey Lex Luthor in this movie as like the shadowed controller of everything.
Oh, they should. That'd be awesome if they brought Kevin Spacey back.
He was so good.
He was the saving grace of that film.
But,
except for some of the cinematography.
Doomsday looks terrible, and I'm sorry, some of the dialogue has already been crappy.
The theory around Doomsday, the fact that he is Zod is stupid, and the fact that the big bad is not even Doomsday. The big bad is Darkseid.
What?
Yes.
Has he been announced in the movie,
no,
too?
No, they've already said that the big bad is not Doomsday.
That's dumb.
That's super dumb. So let's put Wonder Woman, Batman,
Aquaman.
Superman,
Aquaman, Green Lantern.
No, maybe. Not yet.
Maybe.
Cyborg.
I just love that you're throwing out names that you know, too.
Hey, I know a DC character.
DC Man.
I feel like the ending of this movie
Booster
is
Booster Gold.
That would be great.
The Blue Beetle.
You can't have Booster Gold without Blue Beetle.
I know.
The Tick. Just get Patrick Warburton to show
they
up.
They are talking, like Amazon is talking about reviving that series.
They're talking, it's a done deal, baby.
It's done?
Yes, sir.
I'm so happy now.
Yeah. I just have a feeling that the ending of this movie is going to be Superman, Wonder Woman, and Batman beat Doomsday. Darkseid's going to walk out and say, "What's up, guys?" And then Aquaman's going to ride up on a shark, and Cyborg is going to burst through a wall, and that'll be the end of the movie.
If it's done by the...
And he's going to be like, "I'm Khal Drogo."
If it's done by the guys who do Tim and Eric Awesome Show, I'm fine, if that's the style that it's done in.
Oh, my God. This would be the worst thing ever.
The dialogue is already terrible. "She with you? No, I thought she was with you." Like, that's just awful.
Zach Galifianakis as Aquaman. I could get behind that now I said that out loud.
Hey, guys. I roofied Doomsday.
Listen here, Bill Cosby. We can't have any of that here.
Can't have a hot Cosby on TV.
Speaking of which...
How long is this podcast?
Not long.
Batman is in the
wolf pack. On the way after finishing playing Froth, I did see that Bill Cosby got a rain today. And the perp walk...
Got to put a rain on it.
Yeah. Well, that's... Anyway, they had footage...
And Matt's quitting.
They had footage of him doing his walk into the courthouse to be arraigned that someone had set to the Cosby theme. And, yeah, it's horrible. So, Bill Cosby, our one-time...
It was America's dad.
Yeah, our one-time mascot of the Justice Geeks podcast is horrible, so don't listen.
Roof doo doo.
Yeah.
Roof doo.
Anyway, so I don't think 2016 can live up to 2015 in movies.
Probably. Well, I mean, let's take a look and see what's going out. Somebody talk amongst yourself.
Well, I mean, we had Jurassic World and Star Wars in the same year. I mean, they
you can't.
Well, you're gonna have Star Wars next year.
Yeah, Rogue One looks awesome.
Yeah,
I'm
Rogue One, but it's
that.
Not gonna be Episode 8.
Let's see. Starting the year off, we've got...
If it's as good as it, I will be very happy.
We've got The Revenant.
No.
I'm so excited about that movie.
He's still not going to win an Oscar. You guys realize that, right?
No.
Ride Along 2.
Oh, yeah. Ride Along 2. No.
Mad
Max 4.
No.
That was Mad Max 4.
50 Shades of Black.
When is 50 Shades of Grey 2 coming out?
2017 and
2018. No.
That makes me mad. That was the best episode this past year. Yeah.
Deadpool, Zoolander, and How to Be Single all come out on the same day.
Oh, I can go watch Zoolander while you guys go watch Suckpool.
Let's see. Zootopia looks really funny.
Do you like Deadpool over there, Mr. Macaroni?
Yeah.
Loved it.
It's going to be good stuff.
That new Divergent movie. Batman and Superman.
Oh, I don't know. I'm really interested. So
that straight up backflip, flipping over his head thing out of the vehicle, like that looks dumb. Like that's dumb.
I don't know.
Colossus also looks stupid. Have you seen the pictures of Colossus?
He looks
terrible.
I'm not sure.
Oh yeah, we got Warcraft and Finding Dory this year.
But they're not going to be
Warcraft.
2015.
I forgot about Warcraft.
Yeah. So. We'll say 2015 was the definitive year.
The female Ghostbusters is this next year too.
Yeah.
So
yeah, sounds like something that
I'm excited about that.
I wonder where Rebel Wilson's
going to be in
that movie.
I wonder why you don't like that one, James.
Yeah,
because none of the women in the movie are funny.
Kristen.
Yeah. Weeg.
None of the women in the movie are funny.
Not really.
Maybe we'll get our Home Alone remake. Matt.
Suicide Squad is
with Kristen Weeg and Bill Hader.
I think you shouldn't make snap judgments like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I agree.
Well, when they make a funny movie, you just let me know.
Okay.
All right.
We're going to get Bad Santa 2 this year.
You can go watch Ghostbusters with me.
Academy Award winning Bad Santa 2.
Mm-hmm. Is Billy Bob Thornton still alive?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw him in
just
concert.
He did not die in town when he came with his group. So there you go. Anyway.
I thought he was just like a
corpse. Yeah, it's not
going to
be that great of a year for movies.
No.
I'm sorry.
No. All right, let us know what you think over at JustUsGeeks.com of some of what you're looking forward to in 2016. We are going to do some really cool stuff over at the website. You'll be able to hear next week, later on in the week, some.
This is awesome.
This is good.
It almost went with this one.
It's piano bar.
Yeah.
It's the same song on a piano.
Your butthole. Your butthole. Butthole.
Butthole. Barking like a chicken.
We're taking the butthole back for 2016.
The butthole episode.
Yeah.
We just named this one Butts.
We're going to do a butthole episode. Anyway, so over next week.
You call me an anus.
2015's a butthole.
What? It's like the first line is we're headed to Venus.
No. You're trying to do too much with it.
Logan, shut
up. It's just real simple.
You're
a butthole.
Less is more.
You're a great big butthole. I mean, maybe something like that. Anyway.
Yeah.
So we're going to... It.
in a New Year's gathering that we have been to, we're gonna take our recording equipment and get some
feedback,
get some reactions from some folks about
reactions. About, you're a douche.
No, I'm being
the douche of the year runner.
Sorry,
up.
James, give me that award.
You can't take my douche of the year award.
I was being serious.
Let's do it.
That's what I'm just saying. That's gonna do it. So
are you not paying attention?
No,
I am.
He's been a great big butthole. Listen, stop snapping on those things. You're gonna chap them. You're gonna chap them.
Pow pow.
Anyway, so we'll have some other content for you about what people think. But let us know over on Twitter at Justice Geeks and Facebook.com/Justice Geeks what you think about 2016. And if you had some great commentary from 2015, we actually had a couple comments. Shut up, moron!
Mute him.
We had some comments about our year 2015. Our friend at Shandy Dill said on Twitter that his favorite episode of Justice Geeks in 2015 was the Scary Stories podcast at Halloween.
Heck yeah!
He said that we did the lore. We had our special edition lore there, and that
that's when I talked about the guy creeping on my house.
Yeah,
it was good. Yeah.
That was his favorite episode. So if you had a favorite episode 2015, let us know over at Twitter at Justice Geeks and Facebook.com/Justice Geeks because you're not a butthole for listening.
Butthole. So jam of the year.
Butthole. Oh, well, this is let's for the jam be your first jam of 2016. So it'd be big, huge 2016 jam, I suppose. Maybe
my jam of the
year. We're not there yet.
Oh, are we?
You're rushing.
Yeah, you gotta wait for the music.
I'm excited, guys.
Wait for the music jams. And Josh to be like, Logan, what's your jam?
Logan, what's your jam?
There you go.
Wait.
It's Cosby music.
Woo! So, Ding Dong, what's your jam of the year? Or what's your first jam of 2016?
As of today, when this podcast releases, I will have ordered my custom lightsaber for lightsaber practice.
The $600 lightsaber.
Yes, I'm ordering it.
You waste your money.
That's awesome, dude.
So much stuff.
Even if I don't use it for sparring, it's going to be beautiful.
Whatever makes you happy, dude.
Yeah, exactly. I have the money now, so.
Just do it.
You want to go watch One Direction in concert? Just do it.
Yeah.
You can do whatever you want.
Who wants to go to a One Direction concert with
you?
You're
a grown donut.
Man. Funny thing was, when we went to Gen Con in 2015, there was a One Direction concert at the Lucas Oil Stadium right next door.
How was that?
No way.
Yeah, it was like right there. There were children everywhere. It was terrifying.
Did you get any autographs?
No.
You went to One Direction.
Who cares about One Direction?
They don't even care. They quit. Matt, jam of the first jam of 2016.
My first jam of 2016. 2015 is the year I discovered the Strawberry Girls, and they're fantastic, and everyone should go listen to them. They have a new album. I don't know if I've talked about it yet.
2015 was a pretty good year for music. Just saying.
It was really good for music. Anyway, Strawberry Girls. Their van broke down. They have a GoFundMe.
GoFund their van.
Yeah, they need a new van.
Yeah.
And they're great. They're on Spotify. They're really, really good.
Or just
they're
send so them good. A dollar in the mail.
They're so good. Strawberry Girls. American Graffiti. It's on Spotify. Go check it out.
If only the world could see your stupid face right now, Logan.
I can't even. I don't know how I'm still talking.
Me either.
At this point.
James, first jam of 2016.
It is
Nobody cares.
The United States Postal Service. He's giving them a turner. He's giving them the go.
No, they still haven't delivered some of my packages, so.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah. It's a documentary series, an original Netflix documentary series. Called Making a Murderer.
I've heard so much about that.
I've heard.
You guys have got to watch it. I'm like halfway through. Becca watched it all in one night.
Do you know why?
It's 10 hours long.
Do you know why I want to watch it? Because everybody who I've seen say anything about it on Facebook is like, what the crap? What Making a Murderer?
This is crazy.
Yeah, I'm pretty stoked about it.
You've got to watch it. It's like gripping.
Nice.
And the whole time, if you know anything about like the court, you're like, these people are idiots.
Yeah. Okay, I'm good.
I feel like we all just got a message.
I don't want it, Logan.
We did.
No bone wants your package. It's small.
Josh, what's your jam of the year?
What's my first jam of 2016? Frisbee golf.
Frisbee
diff golf.
Frolfing.
Ian, I hate you, Ian.
I am.
It's frisbee golf.
We're going to do a disc golf episode.
What's your jam of the year, Mr. Macaroni?
I have just started the Dark Tower series. I'm about halfway through the Gunslinger.
Exceptional.
Because I believe it's official now that they are making the movies.
Yeah. Right? Idris Elba.
Yeah.
And, has he been confirmed, or is he just like front runner?
He's confirmed. Okay. I also heard Javier Bardem is also confirmed, and Matthew McConaughey might also be confirmed as.
Speaking of which, we didn't talk about this in the other section. The new photos of Doctor Strange came out, and they also announced that Mads Mikkelsen is the villain.
Well, of course.
I am on board.
No, you're not. You're going to hate it. It's Marvel.
No, it's Mads Mikkelsen. He's just
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Cumberbatch. Anyway, continue with your gym.
So you're going to hate it.
Dark Tower.
Dark Tower. I've started reading it. That's my New Year's resolution is I'm going to finish the entire Dark Tower series.
Good luck.
Look, I've heard so many good things about it.
Good luck with book four.
Well, look,
it's like 4.5.
Everybody has told me that if I can get through the first book, it gets exponentially better from there.
Yeah, but book four, I hear, goes.
That's everything that I've heard. But I'm so far.
You're good with it.
I'm enjoying it. So cool. I'm excited that the names that have been attached to the movie. Also, if Matthew McConaughey, ever since True Detectives, I have become the biggest Matthew McConaughey.
He drove a truck to the moon.
And
yeah, he did.
To the moon.
If he's attached to anything at this point, I'm on board. Yeah. That's my joke.
And I looked it up. Idris Elba is not confirmed as Roland Deschain. So,
okay.
Yeah. So, it's still just he is the front runner.
Hmm. Are they still going to do the movie series, movie series, movie?
I hope they don't.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Huh. Interesting. Those be the jams. You know what? Let's hear your jam. Give us your jams. That's a new thing in 2016. We want to hear your jams of the week, too. Over on Twitter at Justice Geeks. Let us know your jam of the week.
Or jam of the year.
Jam of the year for 2015. Jam of the year.
It's the jam of the year.
Matt can't sing. He's getting super excited.
He jammed his year.
He's going to jam it in your
year.
You know it is going to be real bad. When we don't even give it a donut.
Yeah.
No donuts.
No donut.
Oh my God.
That's the word of the 2015.
My resolution is more donuts.
Good night, everybody.
Yep, nope, almost. Not yet.
No.
Got to play our fade out music.
Yeah.
It's gonna be something awesome, like.
No.
Yes. Please let it be Final Countdown one more time.
Dubstep version.
Final Countdown.
Do it.
Do it.
That made me very uncomfortable.
Yeah. Let's just get out of here.
Yeah, I'm with that.
Shut up, guys.
Yeah.
You're all losers.
You're a loser.
Yes.
Yeah.
You lost 2016 or 2015.
I think I'm a winner.
I didn't even mean to use this one. This wasn't even the one I was going to use, but I hit it anyway, so.
Well, you might as well.
Yeah.
You've already started.
We're doing this now.
You can't stop what you started. It stings.
So, Josh, you get number one podcast host of 2015. I give you that.
Thanks. I think.
It's pretty good.
Matt gets most beers consumed during podcast.
Thanks. I'm very honored. That's very sweet of you.
He enjoys beer.
I was going to give you like a donut-based award.
Oh, who had? I don't think it was. He did have the most donuts in that one episode.
Yeah. Dope.
Yeah. When you thought it was over.
Yeah.
What we should do is get you.
I had to get it out of my system.
You get the golden donut.
No.
The golden donut hour.
We should get you some kind of resurrection award, like the golden corn dog.
Yeah.
Or like a golden thumbs up Jesus.
Since
you came back from the dead.
Oh, a golden buddy Christ?
Yeah. I died this year, guys.
Yeah, that's true.
In life,
you did.
Season.
Yeah.
And I was reborn as Gandalf the White.
This is
It's Gandalf
the... Where's your beard, man?
Gandalf the whatever.
And I was reborn as Magneto.
Gandalf the Indifferent.
Yeah. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
I have wizard powers. Why would I help you with this stupid ring? Flies away on your eagle.
Like, wait, I could let you borrow this and we can end this whole thing right now. Screw you, go walk.
Go walk. Yeah, it's fine.
What?
Happy New Year.
Yeah. So make sure you keep checking out justicegeeks.com for your daily dose of everything geek. We swear to Jesus there will be stuff there.
Swear to Jesus?
Buddy Christ says there will be things to thumbs up on justicegeeks.com. Just like that.
This is the gold. Your friends from the Golden Mellow Hour.
No.
Telling you Happy New Year.
Okay, that's what we just cut them off. Anyway, so keep checking us out. Facebook.com/JusticeGeeks.
I'm a Golden Mellow Hour.
Oh, that. Oh, that
everybody,
thing.
The Golden Mellow Hour. My name's Logan.
Today we have famous impressionist James Stratton in the studio. That was his
today
wonderful
we have
impression
famous
of me.
Impressionist James Stratton in the studio. My name's Logan.
Hey, you know what? We forgot to talk about our ultimate victory in karaoke war.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
We achieved total victory.
When we murdered them.
Apparently we did.
We were so awesome that one of them had to move like five states away.
It fractured them.
It's like, I gotta get out of here. We can't do this podcast anymore.
They might be coming back.
Yeah.
I don't want to get my butt kicked that hard again. Country Tim joined the podcast.
I sent in their Christmas card, I was like, Merry Christmas, Murphys, from Josh, Emily, our children's names, and Country Tim.
Country Tim.
It was like dot, dot, dot. And Country Tim.
Wow, yeah. What is going on
this
here?
This is the guitar solo.
No doubt that you've turned it off by now, but just in case. We hope you have a great new year.
No, we don't.
I do.
I hope you have a great time up until December.
364 days till Christmas.
Hey, episode 200 is coming up.
It is.
It's coming up soon.
It's 200 episodes.
Yeah, it's going to be.
What number was this?
197.
Can we skip 200 if we don't have anything special planned yet? We'll just skip over it and then we'll go
back to it.
We'll just go 199 to 201.
Yeah. And then when we figure out something special to do, we'll go back to 200.
No, we'll just do a GoFundMe, and you have to give us money to unlock it.
Yep.
Oh, nice.
And we started doing this like 130-something?
Yeah.
And we're at 197?
Do you know
132.
You guys have almost done this for as long as the founders.
So we're...
That was kind of ominous right there. It's like, it's your final countdown, guys.
It's like, oh, we're almost done.
There's a limit.
Well, I read that text message the other day.
What text message?
That you sent about...
Oh, start... Yeah, we're going to start.
Oh, yeah.
Something Golden Mellow Hour related.
Golden Shower
related.
You can be our music guy, Steve.
Golden Shower.
The Golden Shower Hour?
The Golden Shower Hour.
Is that...
We just pee on people for an hour.
That kind of...
Your mouth open during it?
I thought we were going to do that during Chasing the Dragon.
Yeah, that was the whole thing. We're going to chase the dragon.
We're getting into some heavy stuff, guys.
Say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
Just the tip.
Happy New Year!